The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, come see me run my hour at the world famous Comedy Store before I head to shoot my special at Comedy on State in Madison, Wisconsin. Come see me Tuesday, April 8th at 8 p.m. Madison, Wisconsin. I'm excited to announce I'm shooting my next special at your club, Comedy on State. I was there not too long ago, had such a great time, such a great club. I'm excited to work with them and bring you my next special. Two shows, Saturday, April 12th. Get your tickets now at ryansickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler here. Ryan Sickler on all your social media, ryansickler.com. And I'm going to start this episode like I start all my episodes by saying thank you. Thank you for whatever you do that supports anything I do. I don't care. If it's just telling a friend about the shows, do it. You want to help this show and all our shows, you got to drop comments on YouTube. That's what helps it get out into the algorithm and suggest it for other people. Everyone's got their own. That's YouTube. Make sure you check out that tier two on the Patreon where you're getting this show a day early. You're getting it ad-free, censor-free, and you're getting exclusive bonus content over there. You're not getting anywhere else. Guys, very excited to have this guest back here with me today. Ladies and gentlemen, Please welcome Bobby Moynihan.
Hello.
Welcome to the Way Back. Bobby Moynihan, you already make me laugh right away. I loved having you on. You have no idea how much I enjoyed the honeydew.
Thanks, man. It was a blast.
It was so fun. Before we get into it, please, anything you'd like to promote right there, that's you.
Get out and vote. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I have a podcast. I have a podcast called Who Me with the Batman. I play Batman. I interview people. it's on comedybangbangworld.com. Check out NCIS Origins now on CBS.
Is anywhere we can hear you? What are you voicing right now? Anything?
Oh, a bunch of things. I Google it. I don't remember.
You do DuckTales?
DuckTales long gone.
Gone. They don't bring that back.
Let's start it right now. Everyone ask for the movie, the DuckTales movie. That's what I want.
Okay, listen, we'll jump into it because DuckTales is a part of my childhood too. What year were you when it came out?
I am unable to do math.
Let's
but see. I do remember coming home from 87.
Okay, so,
I was 10.
83. I'm 14. So that's what I'm saying. This is a little out there, but I still would watch DuckTales. Oh, my brother was younger, so he's on this too.
Yeah, I remember coming home from school and watching and hearing hearing the theme song meant like school's over. Oh, it's time to play. That's me.
That's
right there. Louis Duck in the bottom corner.
Boom.
That's me. Yeah.
Louis Duck.
My version.
Let's go. Let's get that movie going.
Right? Yeah.
For real.
Ben Schwartz was Dewey and Danny Pudi was Huey.
Danny Pudi was Huey.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
David Tennant was Scrooge. It was a blast.
All right, so something I've been wanting to ask you, and I know the fans want to know as well. When you did the honeydew, you said like any other normal 11-year-old boy, I believe it was, you grew up the first 11 years of your life like any normal kid, living with your bedridden grandmother who only spoke Italian.
Correct.
And you're in the room with her. And every morning, she would throw a wet rag.
Maybe not every morning.
But often
enough that I remember it.
To hit you with a wet rag to wake you up.
Yeah.
All right. I want to know, how did a lady who didn't get out of, how did a wet rag get you?
It's sadder than you think. and it wasn't like a soaking wet rag, but, you know, when you're bedridden, you can't take a shower or you can't do stuff. So there was a little bucket or bowl of water with a rag next to it so that she could, like, you know, wash herself off and keep her dignity.
Mm-hmm. And then she hooks it over in the morning and hits you
in the face with it. Yeah. And then I talked about it on a podcast and people made drawings of it. It was super fun to wake up to. Did you see what I'm talking about? I have to show you now.
I didn't see the drawings. I just saw people.
You come on a podcast and you open your soul and then you wake up to this and that is our business. Oh, wait, where is it? I definitely took screen caps.
You saw it? Is it up here? Oh, that one.
This one.
That's all my D's.
This one.
Yeah, that's all my D's.
And this one. Thanks.
That's the Mr. T line. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Amazing. Princess doesn't like it either.
The internet is ruthless.
In the Funko Pop can. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
God.
Wonderful to see your trauma in meme form.
Just one still image.
It does. It truly makes it easier to move
everything
on.
All right, Bobby Moynihan, let's move on here. I'm glad we didn't on this episode, start the episode by, have you ever sat in this seat back in the day, the way back? And if so, who had the car? Where was it? Tell us about it.
My favorite thing, it was my favorite car. It was the family car. It's like a very famous, almost a member of the family. We had a...
Do you remember specifically?
Like a deep red, like not maroon, like a dark red Plymouth station wagon.
Remember a year, huge, 80s?
I think it was like a 75, 77 maybe?
Let's look it up, Kirsten.
We called it the Jalop. It was a jalopy, but then we just shortened it to the Jalop. Oh, man, yeah. Yes. Oh, man, yeah. The Jalop. We had a car like that, and but the back seat folded up and mm-hmm. faced the back window.
Yes, that's
like
this
not
seat.
The not not didn't face the windshield. It fa- yeah, like that, mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah, and that's what this we call it, the way back. That's why yeah. the dashboard's up here, and we're facing this. These
and that's why you
called.
You know, I get that.
Yeah,
and we called it the backpack.
Okay. Yeah. Great. Like, exactly. I call back, that's back. What this seat is. So. You've been that back there a bunch then.
Yeah, we called it the backpack. And there was
the backpack and the jalop.
Yeah, and my most fond memory was on the right side of the car. There was like wire trim. You know how like the leather, like it had like a little leather lip that had wire in it? Mm-hmm. Like it was supposed that was supposed to be good, but it was so old that the wire had poked out. So every single time you got in the car, you were just immediately stabbed in the thigh about a quarter of an inch deep with just metal wire. And we just didn't do anything about it.
Never.
Just,
no just, one bent it down nope, or anything.
Just continued to get stabbed for years.
When did you guys, do you remember getting rid of it and what you got next?
I don't. I remember it being a thing. Like, I remember being like, the jalop. Like, you know, like it's gone. But I don't remember. I think we got a green Ford Taurus. And we had that until my parents passed.
That pretty was much, it?
Yeah. We don't love change. The Moynihans. The Moynihan parents didn't love doing anything differently.
I get it. I remember it being a big deal when we got a new car, our first new car ever. We went from a Ford. It was that, but brown without paneling.
Got it.
So this was our station wagon. Then my dad was like, fuck that shit. We're downsizing, but we're getting a brand new car. New car smell, everything.
This was our new car.
This is how the Sicklers moved. You know what I'm saying? This is, we went from that big ass wagon to this thing right here. And this
that
was,
car looks like it could be cake.
It could be cut right into that thing. That was our like big deal. That's what was the big, oh, we got a new car. And then see how it has hubcaps? This is then we go to Security Mall and we go into the mall and we come out. All the hubcaps are gone. Gone. Brand new car. One of them's bent in half laying on the ground. I only heard my dad say fuck two, maybe three times in my life.
Oh.
But he only lived. He died when I was 16. So
oh, okay.
I only got
mine
16
said it
years.
Two or three times before breakfast.
And he said, I heard him go, I hope that motherfucker broke his goddamn finger. You know what I mean? Just pissed.
Wow.
And I was like, whoa, that's fucking mad. Okay, let's go back because we were before we started the show. You brought up a drink that just took me back as well. You brought up Zima.
Yeah, I did an improv show the other night. I'm 47. I did an improv show the other night, and I mentioned Zima to a sea of children who went, "Huh?"
Even Kirsten over there doesn't know what Zima is.
How old are you again, if you don't mind me asking?
27. I just turned 27.
Yeah, I didn't know what Zima was. There they are. Yeah, this was college.
And you coined it. You said it was Gatorade with alcohol.
I
really
feel like
it was
just. Clear cherry Gatorade with alcohol. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what it tasted like.
Look, it is the clear beverage of youthful regret, no doubt. It's back. It made this weird comeback for a second.
Mm.
Zima's.
Limited release. Yeah, all I remember was like...
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty. and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Being in college and me and my buddy Stank Draws were hanging out. His name was Stank Draws. He shit his pants in college for money, I think, and they called him Stank Draws. I don't remember why.
I've done it for free so many times.
You're missing out. We were meeting up with some ladies and they asked us to bring Zima and then they didn't have any and we left and we drank all the Zima in a parking lot and started hysterically laughing about the situation that was happening. And I was laughing so hard I threw up and then he started throwing up and we were both vomiting Zima while hysterically laughing. And it is he was my best man. And that's the reason I love him with all my heart from that moment great. In particular. It was a truly wonderful moment.
That led us talking to like just the olden days and people always like say about Gen X, like, was it really that wild? Were you really left to your own devices? Were you really this? And I remember there's a commercial that used to come on at night and it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your children are? There's no social media. There's no immediate contact anywhere. They're going outside playing.
From what I remember, it was almost every hour on. It would be like, it's 7 p.m. Do you know where your children are? And they would play it every hour after 7 p.m.
Look at this, Kirsten. You never heard of this? Mm-mm. See if they actually play one. There should be one in here. And they use celebrities. There were celebrities that would come on.
It would be like MacGyver.
Yeah. MC Hammer or whatever. See if you can find one. And they would use. And these are parents that are sitting home watching TV.
Because it was a legit problem that they had to put it on TV.
They had to remind you. Oh, shit. It's 10 o'clock. Where
it's
are
dark
the kids?
Outside. Your it's fucking dark. Kids aren't home. It's wake up, white people. Cyndi Lauper. Amazing.
Yeah, see, celebrities. Look.
It's 10 p.m. Do you
Andy
know where
Warhol. Warhol.
10 p.m.
Grace Jones.
Do you know where your children are?
It's 10 p.m. Do you know
Ginger
where your children Rogers. Are?
Rogers.
10 p.m. Do you know where your children are?
It's 10 p.m. Oh, do you know man. Where your children are?
So that's
she
Kirsten.
Was serious. She
Debbie
she,
Allen.
She Debbie Allen shamed those parents.
Come here, princess. Get up here, girl. Protect those kids.
Sorry, did I scare you?
That was a little tail wag.
Hi.
Oh, princess. No. It's okay. You bark so much earlier. Now you love him.
Hi. That's my face.
Princess.
That's my nose.
So that was a babysitter for the parents, Kirsten. They would be like, hey, you know where the hell your kids are? And then you said something about a singing pill commercial. What is this? Come here, princess.
It was a pill commercial. It was pills. It was puppets of pills. You know the Busta Rhymes song, This Is Serious? Mm-hmm. Meat will make you delirious. You should have a healthy fear of us. This is where you got it.
Nah.
Hey, what are we doing out of the bottle? This is dangerous. A little kid might come along and think we were candy. That would be awful because we're medicine. He might even eat us.
No, no, no.
This is serious.
Serious.
We could make you delirious.
No, I've never.
Fear of us.
Too much of us is
dangerous.
And then Busta Rhymes covered this. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I wonder, is this like a go down curse?
I remember it playing
one?
Like during Sesame Street. Like,
wow.
Like it was like on like. I mean, I saw this every day of my life as a kid. I know the song still. And then Busta Rhymes was singing it. And I was like.
Wait a minute.
That's the pills song.
No way. What's it say right there?
It says that it was created
Long
in the late
Island
70s.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. See, that makes sense to me. So you and Busta Rhymes know about this. I don't know about this.
I think he grew up in, maybe,
he like from Mount Vernon area? Or like there's some people there? I'm insane. I don't know.
Do you know about, we've talked about this before, Mr. Yuck. Do you remember Mr. Yuck, the green sticker to tell you not to have poison?
Okay, close. So he had the same TV station as I did. Yeah, did. Mr. Yuck Yuck. No. We had
this guy. He was a sticker to tell you not to eat, drink poison.
Yes, I remember him, but I didn't know his name until this moment.
And Tot Finders. We've talked about Tot Finders before. Did you have a Tot Finder? And Tot Finder was a sticker you would put in a child's window. If there was a fire, it was reflectant. And the fire department
would know
there was a child in there. That was a way to say there's a child in this room.
Wow, I didn't know that. Well, as an adult, it's very cool. I saw them all the time as a kid, but I didn't know what they were.
Yeah, so that way if you're burning, you know there's a kid in that room right there. Yeah, Tot Finder.
Dude, who invented the Tot Finder? Give them a couple bucks. We had the Secret Garden. Do you?
Yeah, no, let's talk about this. I don't even know what this one is.
Secret Garden. It was Paula and Carol, I think, were their names. Being an adult now, I realize they must have just been lesbians who had a puppet show.
Oh, the Magic Garden.
The Magic Garden. That was it.
Yeah, I think we know what the Magic Garden is all about here.
Yeah. I watch this the time.
Is this local as well?
Magic Garden was a cheerful, low-budget, inadvertently half-out. Yeah, it was like Sid and Marty Krofft puppets, and they would just like talk about love and singing and grass.
Where does it say? I've never seen the United States.
There's
right
a lot
there.
Of like puppet characters. Sherlock.
Oh, there you go.
Was
WPIX, New York City.
WPIX was huge.
That's
in
where
my
it
house.
Was. WPIX 11.
Yeah.
From 72 to 84. Had a good run.
Oh yeah.
Had a damn good run.
They were up there with Sesame Street. Do you know who Miss Rachel is, or like Blippi?
You just educated me on Miss Rachel on the Honeydew when you were here.
Did I
didn't know
I'm
about
talking
her.
Talking about Miss Rachel all the time. She's the best.
Yeah.
I feel like they are the Miss Rachel before YouTube. Like they were like public access. Like put your kids in front of this for a while.
This
there.
Is Miss Rachel
yeah,
here.
She's
great.
I would give her everything I have. I love you, Miss Rachel. She's really talented. She's just really, really amazing with kids. And for something that you have to listen to 53,000 times a day, I grow more fond of her each day.
She's
in no way annoying. Good. It's a fascinating thing.
Yeah, we had I was telling you before, locally, we had a guy called Captain Chesapeake. He was our offshoot Captain Kangaroo, you know, our, as the kids would say today, Timu Captain Kangaroo. But you said I said, you know, what are you doing a lot? And you're like, taking care of the families, what you said you did growing up, basically.
playing by myself, drawing or like. Yeah, like,
G.I.
like
Joe's
working
thing,
and
some though?
Working at a liquor store when I was 8. My dad owned a liquor store.
Like, and you'd just be in there helping him and shit.
New Year's Eve slammed bottling champagne, working the register.
Little kid in there doing
holding it down.
And I see you doing this because that's what a register was back then.
Yeah. Counting chains.
You had to do math and shit.
And they're hammered. They're hammered adults.
Nothing. These days you're just touching a card to everything. That is hilarious. Yeah. You forget about that.
It's crazy.
You had to give change to someone back in the day. I can't remember the last time. Now you're making me think. I don't remember the last time I've given someone change.
One of my biggest memories of my father is like, this is a serious thing because you cannot mess this up.
Right.
Is learning
Unless
how
it's in our favor.
To use this register and count change.
Yeah.
Now you do it. I'll be in the back with a glass of Black Bush.
I'll just come out and change the receipt paper.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Crack
yeah.
some quarters
oh,
like
to
eggs.
Change the receipt
yeah,
paper. I wanted to. Wasn't allowed.
The receipt paper's out. You call me, okay? I'll come up front.
That's
that.
Boss stuff.
So you mentioned playing. I asked you before we recorded playing with action figures or anything like that. You said G.I. Joes were a big one.
Super big into action figures. G.I. Joes. I think G.I. Joes is what started it because I loved G.I. Joes, but like we were poor. But there was I lived in an apartment building
And right, or I can or you said, no one, my family doesn't live there anymore.
You remember the address?
It's One Oak Ridge Place.
Let's look
East
it up.
Chester, New York. Yeah, that's my hut. That's where I grew
that's
up.
That's cute.
I used to, that's where I learned to ride my bike, was by flying down that hill with no brakes. And that little, you see that fenced in area right there that now has a fence? Because of me.
Is it really? Well,
I think because of me and our friends, because we would just, whenever it snowed, we would just sleigh ride down face first into a garage door.
Oh, there's a door that's closed down there?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
If you go, can you go to the right a little bit? Yeah, go down there a little bit. And now look at that parking lot on the left.
That's, whoa, look at that building right there.
Go in there a little bit. Can you go like right in a little bit? And if you just look at the building, okay, see where your cursor is? Go to the window next to it on the right. That is my childhood bedroom.
Wow. That's where you grew up with your grandma?
Yeah.
Right in there?
Yeah, right
there. Did you use the fire escape?
But that was actually, I used to sit out there. I think maybe I climbed down it once and went, I'm never doing that again. That dumpster was never there. That's new.
That's new. Where's the store in relation?
Okay, so you see the white building right next to it? Mm-hmm. So on that strip mall across the street, my window faced that. So I just looked at a Carvel every day. And then this white building right here, there's like a little strip mall. And there was a toy store, a used toy store. Go a little bit more to your right, which is now computer service.
Oh, the green awning here?
Yeah. Oh, wait. It wasn't computer service. Sorry. It was Classic Nails.
Classic Nails.
What is now Classic Nails used to be a used toy store called Play by Play. And it was just like junk. You could just like, you would like, she would buy, like people would come in with a bin of toys. She'd go, I'll give you $20. And then she would just like put them in sections. So it was like kids' toys, but it was garbage. It was like dirty stuffed animals. And like, it was just like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I totally like, know. Yeah.
It was eBay in a store before eBay existed.
Got it.
And that opened, it was there for maybe, I'm guessing, a year. And then it closed down probably for health violations. But in that year, I went every single day to the point where the woman was essentially just like, you work here now. Like I couldn't afford toys. So I would go there for 9 hours and I knew what I was talking about. And I would take all the G.I. Joes, put them in a bin, or like they would have all these weapons and I would like put the weapons with the right figure because I knew.
Oh, hell yeah.
And like put all the Transformers together. So like I worked in a toy. Like this woman was just like, if you stay here, I was in the store for 5 hours anyway. So she was like, start organizing and I'll give you like a toy. So I would get paid in like G.I. Joes. Like and like now thinking back, it's insane. But that's what I did.
Help to a lady has no idea that
who I'm guessing was like smoking pot in the back.
Yeah, you got Skeletor's fucking staff and He-Man's
and
man,
like
girl.
I was like, let me fix this for you because that's as a child I was stepping into adults and going,
you're
I got
a caretaker.
This.
Yeah, he coming in helping the lady around the corner too.
Ridiculous. I have every single one of these figures in my office.
Do you really? Do you have a favorite? Do you remember the Sailor's one? I remember distinctly getting.
I'll pretend like it's, I don't know. That's Gung Ho.
Is that his name? Mm,
yes.
Cobra. I remember when that. When what was it? The Chameleon. There was one that changed. You rubbed it. Zartan. It changed color or something like that.
Zartan.
Zartan's his name. Is that the guy with the long, pretty red hair? He had like flowing hair. Remember that guy?
No.
And there he is.
That's Zartan.
Oh, that
is
Zartan.
That's a mask.
Oh, it's a hood.
Yeah.
Dude, nah. Listen, that's a hood?
Yeah.
My whole life until right now. Until right now, my whole life, I thought that was fucking pretty hair. Is that for real?
Yeah, it's a hood.
That is a fucking hood.
But now that you look at it that there, he like does look a little red bit hair like to me. Kathleen Turner.
That's ridiculous. Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, I remember like there was, I feel like, to be honest, do you see that? Oh, I feel like there was a vehicle called the Cobra Chameleon and it's that
all
thing.
That bottom left thing there.
I don't remember.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, are you thinking of Karma Chameleon?
Karma Chameleon.
I don't know. Is that it? Zartan and the Chameleon. Yes, his bike was called the Chameleon.
I always thought there was one to change color. Somebody's going to yell at him. It's he changes color.
I don't know why you don't believe me. Like, clearly, no more than you about this.
What's he changed to? What's his color?
The action figure itself, when you brought it out in the sun, his face would change colors.
That's it.
And he came.
His hair stayed the same.
In his backpack, yeah, his hair stayed the same color. In his backpack, there was a little face, so you could put the mask over it.
That's it, yes, the face, that's it. Was it silver?
Storm Shadow was my favorite, to answer your question.
Who's that, the ninja guy?
The white ninja.
We have Brad Williams in here, and he brought up the full aircraft carrier.
Did you know anyone that had the aircraft carrier?
I want to say yes. Same kid that had the whole Millennium Falcon, too.
Oh, that asshole. Yeah, like
you son of a bitch, your parents love you.
There, yeah, these things were, this would take up a whole room.
Mm-hmm. I was like, we had one friend.
Robbie Alexander. And
look at the fuck.
Yeah, I'll never forget. Robbie Alexander had, that's it. We all have the one kid in the back of our brain that had the aircraft carrier.
Look at that thing.
And we all went to see it. And then.
And here's the thing. Maybe Robbie was the same way. It was down in their basement for our friend. In a room that went back here on the wall, never played with. Maybe once in a while. It was not a thing where you're like, yeah, we're down there every day.
Robbie Alexander was the younger brother of my sister's close friend. So I wasn't super close with him, but like I knew him through her. Like we were friends, mm-hmm. I should say. And all I remember was he had it in his very nice home and we played with it all the time.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
And then
I often think about getting this at some point again in my life just for fun.
Look how big it is. This is what we were talking about. Those are two probably children. 12-year-old kids. This thing is massive.
It's definitely bigger than this couch.
Brad said.
It would take me 4 or 5 steps to run across that thing. I just called that a boat.
But that is how big it is.
An amazing joke.
That's how big it is.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, that's crazy that they made that. Yeah, see, there and then it would change color.
Thank you. Thank you for solving it. That's right. The knee pads did too. They did something as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they were like,
I can't believe that's a fucking hood. I can't even get over
that's
that.
That's great. I'm glad that came full circle for you.
Tell me about video games. You got a Nintendo. How old were you when you got a Nintendo?
I mean, I think it came out and then like we were pretty late to the game. in getting it. It was like, I think my dad got it off the back of a truck from some guy who came into the liquor store. And it was a, it was like a big deal. Like, I remember, like, it was like, I thought I was getting it for Christmas, didn't. And then, oh, I don't even remember all of this. All I remember was waking up one morning and them kind of like looking excited. And I'm being like, what is happening? And essentially they were like, hey, I'm sorry you're not feeling well. You don't have to go to school today. And I was like, well, I feel fine. And mom was like, you don't have to go to school today. And they gave me the Nintendo. And I was like, are you kidding me?
What a day.
Yeah, it was like, I didn't go. Yeah. And like,
it's like your own personal Christmas.
If you think, like, I can't wait to do that for my kid. Like because I'm 47, I'm talking about it on a podcast. Like, it was one of the best days of my life. Like,
that's
what?
That's what I'm saying.
It, like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and it meant nothing. I was just going to go to school.
And it
that
meant
day.
Everything.
It meant nothing to yep. life.
Yeah.
But it meant everything to life at the same time. Correct. Yeah. So I don't remember. I was never a big video game guy, but I do remember that being a special thing that they were just like, not only did we get you a Nintendo, but you're not feeling well. And the way they did it, I was just like,
hell,
you guys rule, man.
Were you an artistic kid? Were you
very big, much so?
Tell me about it.
That's all. That's pretty much all I did. Like, it was like action figures. And then once I found, like, I think it was like He-Man and like all those Filmation shows. Like the real Ghostbusters, like I was super into G.I. Joe, like those Filmation 1980s cartoons. I just started drawing all the time. And then, like I was telling you, like I remember like childhood for me, or like when you said, what did you do? My first memory of like, what's like a wasteful day? Like I had Saturday and like it's 4 p.m. What am I doing? And it was like, I think I had DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince playing, and I had like the art desk, which was probably like $60, like, and at the then was probably like hundreds, but like an art desk, sitting at an art desk, like a drafting table, like I was an architect. Like, it's like, oh no, I need my slanted table. I'm an artist. And I was just like drawing He-Man all day, or like, drawing Ninja
artist?
Turtles. Yeah. Yeah, I would say, yeah. I drew like the covers of the yearbook in college. Like, I mean, in high school.
You designed them for your school?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fucking great. That's funny. I never thought about who designed the cover of that or anything like that.
Phil Hartman.
I know there's a yearbook.
You know Phil Hartman?
Of course.
Phil Hartman did the cover of every famous album, every like iconic band.
How come that's not more known? Like,
I don't know.
That's epic.
Yeah, it's huge. He's responsible. And like,
for iconic album cover art.
Yeah. There's a bunch that he's done.
I could never. My daughter's a good. She's good at drawing and art. I could just. I can see it. Like, I was telling. We were talking in the car the other day. She's like, it's amazing what artists can do. I go, Stella, I used to watch Bob Ross all the time.
Oh, yeah.
I said, Stella, that dude would go boom, boom, boom. Three touches of a brush, and it's the most beautiful pine tree you've ever seen in your life. And it makes you think. I can do that. And I said, Stella, I can't do that. I said, maybe Bob Ross started the way I started, but after years of, you know, perfecting it and making mistakes, that's how you get it right.
That's like singing for me. Like I did a lot of musicals when I was a kid, like musical theater. I always enjoyed it. I fancied myself a little musical theater kid. And then I married someone who's a Broadway singer and I went like, oh my God. Like I
yeah.
had like I'm so I feel embarrassed and ignorant like she like it must be the equivalent of like if a Broadway singer went and started doing stand-up or started doing improv where I'd be like fuck you what I mean like are you kidding me like I felt very I was like she like her voice is stunning and she the way she can control it is and I was like I was Tevye in high school.
It just makes you realize that you thought you were good at all you can really do is carry a tune.
So mediocre.
That's the best. That's the best.
My wife is insanely talented.
Bobby Moynihan.
That's me.
Excuse me. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah, same here, buddy.
Thank you for coming back and doing this with us. Thank you for laughing with us.
Thank you for having me.
Please. Promote your podcast again or whatever you'd like.
It's called Who Me with the Batman. It's on cbbworld.com. Please take my darkest moments from my family and jib jab them. Give me a big old head, put it on a cartoon. It really it's gonna help my therapist a great deal. I'm kidding. I haven't gone to my therapist in months.
I'm about to.
I love you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Oh, my God. Oh, you got it all? Is that everything, Bobby?
I love you, Dick. Oh, yeah. Dick.
I love you, Bobby.
Go to a computer, type in Bibby Moynihan, and hope for the best.
That's right. Bibby Moynihan. thank you, guys. Always, always so much fun to do these episodes. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Five years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month, no commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.